This week on Minnesota Native News, we hear about two new freedom schools for Native youth, teachers learning Ojibwe and Dakota star knowledge, a new children's book honoring a Red Lake elder, and a new website called IndigenousCities.com.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.
This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. This summer, roughly 60 Native American youth are attending two brand new Native American Freedom Schools in Minneapolis. The schools are run by the Children's Defense Fund, a national organization that advocates for children. Nation Wright is program director for the American Indian Freedom Schools. He is Ojibwe from Leech Lake. He cites the low graduation rates and says this program aims to increase support for Native students.
There's obviously things that need to be done here in education. Alternative options need to be explored to see how we can help get these kids to graduate, for one, but also pursue higher education and become the doctors, become the lawyers, become the people that we know that they can be.
He says the high-energy curriculum includes some traditional practices. Students start the day with smudging and then a daily round dance. The Freedom Schools are housed in the Division of Indian Work and the Minneapolis American Indian Center. The Minnesota-based Native Sky Watchers program recently held two training sessions for teachers in grades K through 16. Native Sky Watchers is a program based out of St. Cloud State University. Its goal is to record Ojibwe and Dakota star knowledge and find culturally appropriate ways to spread the information. Jim Rock is with the Native Sky Watchers program. He says the group has put a lot of information for educators online.
They can hear the pronunciation in Ojibwe and Dakota of the constellation names and the seasons, the moons, months, you know.
But Rock says the teacher workshops are important because not all the information can be made available online.
For ceremonial purposes, our origin stories and so forth are only done in the wintertime when the snow's on the ground. So that's an interesting technical challenge. We don't want to digitize everything so it's accessible year-round.
Rock says the best way to share this indigenous knowledge with students is to invite Native Sky Watchers into the classroom. The most recent teacher trainings were held at the Fond du Lac Tribal and Community College and the headquarters of the Minnesota Department of Education outside St. Paul. Red Lake Elder Johnny Smith is featured in a new children's picture book written and illustrated by students at Anishinaabe Academy in South Minneapolis. The book actually started out as a song written by the students under the guidance of musician Larry Long. The project is the most recent publication from Larry Long's program called Elders' Wisdom, Children's Song.
The elders give their life story to young people, and then we take the spoken word, turn it to written word, and from the written word we create songs and melodies, and then we have big celebrations where we honor the elders. And then we're having art instructors work with children to illustrate the songs we write for these elders.
Johnny Smith, the subject of the book, is the director and elder advocate at the Red Lake Nation Embassy in South Minneapolis.
I was kind of flabbergasted when they first made that song at this one meeting. I was kind of a little choked up. I couldn't hardly talk because that song was so great to them kids singing.
The book is called I'm Proud to Be Ojibwe, Honoring Johnny Smith, Way Zag Win Abe. It's the 16th book in the series. You can find it online at communitycelebration.org. The Native American Community Development Institute, or NACD for short, has just created a new website focused on the Native Americans in the Twin Cities region. J. Thomas Badhart Bull is president and CEO of NACD. He sat down with reporter Melissa Townsend to talk about the new site, IndigenousCities.com.
Jay says there was no central place online where he could go for information about what was going on in Native American communities in Minneapolis and St. Paul. So NACD has created a site that aggregates information about events and opportunities in the area.
We have a jobs posting wall. We have an asset directory where we list off Indian businesses, Indian entrepreneurs.
Personals?
Yes, we're going to get there. I'm going to have a personal help blog, I think.
Jay says the site could be replicated in cities across the country, like Phoenix and Denver.
We can have indigenouscities.pdx or .den for Denver.
Jay says it would be a great way to find out about what's going on in urban Native communities around the country. For Minnesota Native News, I'm Melissa Townsend.
This is Minnesota Native News.